Here he is, all tanned up, still with the board shorts on, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike. Happy to be back.
Good to hear it. Was it warm enough here in Queensland? Was it warm enough this time of year?
Yeah, fantastic, I think. Cool in the mornings, you need a jacket, but during the day, you know, 20 degrees, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. Gotta love it.
Good on you. Now, migration, talk to me about the numbers, because it involves Australians coming back and forth as well as Kiwis. It's still high, not as high as it was.
That's right. Do you remember how big an issue this was, Mike, in the, coming into the election? This was one of the key issues, and it seems to have receded into the background a bit. People got very excited about it, didn't they? Now, what's going on? So net immigration is dropping, but it's not happening very quickly, and we're still running at very high levels historically. So looking at the numbers, monthly net migration, 4,840 people came in the month of June. That's the lowest monthly number we've had since November 2015. At an annual level, just a smidgen under 65,000, 64,995. Now that's fallen from 66,000, just over 66,000. Now you may remember, Mike, remember that number peaked at over 72,000, and that was the big, you know, that was the big problem, all these people coming in. So it's still a pretty substantial number though. Now, a couple of really interesting factors. One, flows to Australia. They are a factor in the most recent numbers. So we've had 1,800 New Zealanders who left the country. And Kiwis heading across the Tasman has been a factor. Now, I have to put it in there because, of course, when you're on holiday, you read the paper, you listen to the news. Aussie jobs numbers, Mike, the Aussie job numbers. Did you see those numbers last week?
Yes, they're good.
Huge. Only way to describe me, huge. A huge and unexpected surge in Australian employment. They added 50,900 new jobs in June. So what are we seeing? We're seeing Kiwis being attracted back across the Tasman again. Now, it's a trickle at the moment. Is that going to become more of a flood? Well, we have to wait and see, don't we? But there's definitely people starting to look back across the Tasman, and for a while there, all we had was Kiwis coming home. So still lots of people coming in, still lots of people wanting to come and live in Auckland, so we've got to deal with the housing issue. Interesting numbers, Mike.
I reckon. Now, where are we at with the trade war?
Oh, the latest salvo. Look, I know there's a bit of a yawn factor here, Mike, isn't it? Because we seem to be talking about it for ages. But we're getting real-life outcomes now. We can't ignore the potential impact, although you do need to recognise it's all speculation as to what the actual impact is. So what's Trump done now? He's now indicated that they're ready to go on tariffs on $500 billion of Chinese imports. That's basically pretty much everything that comes in. So everything's going to get tariffs whacked on it. Look... He's still saying the US is being taken advantage of here in the trade environment. That's why he's doing it. It's not about politics. It's about all being fair. At this stage, Chinese aren't blinking. The full weight of the tariffs, not scheduled to be imposted until September. So still time for negotiation. Note when the US midterm elections are, November. So they would all be in place by November. So he's got to appear tough until then. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, he said that the Chinese leader Xi Jinping has no intention of making a deal. So no one's blinking. Standoff definitely in place. G20 meeting this week, Mike. The IMF has put out a report looking at what the potential impact of a trade war is going to be. They reckon it could take up to 0.5% off global growth over the next 2 years. They look at it on a country-by-country level. Who's it going to hit the hardest, Mike, according to the IMF? The US.
Exactly.
They say the US will be hit the hardest. 0.8 to 0.9%. So there's going to be fireworks this week at the G20. Hey, Mike, just one thing. You know, he's talking about hitting the automobile industry as well, the generalized automobile. That could have more of an impact than the trade tariffs with China. So we've got to keep an eye on that.
Follow it with interest. What are the numbers?
25,058 for the Dow Jones on Friday. They were down 6. S&P 500 down small as well, 2801. NASDAQ 7820, all small changes there. FTSE 100, 7678 down 5. The Nikkei fell 67.3%, 22698. Shanghai Composite, they don't care about the trade war, Mike. They were up 2% on Friday, 2829 up 57. ASX 200, 6285 up 23. We closed on the NZX 50, 8955 up 38. On the currencies, 0.6809 again. against the US, 0.9185 Aussie, 0.5809 Euro, 0.5185 pounds, 75.86 yen. Gold lower, trading at $1,229.53. Brent crude, we'll be happy to hear about this, $73.07. It is weaker.
Well done. Good to have you back. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.